All right. Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. I was listening to Nirmala on Awakening Together Radio while walking the dog. It's nice to be able to do that, I think. I am here for the guiding light, and right now we're looking at the spiritual teaching of Ramana Maharshi. And we're on page 3, which is actually page 1. It's the first page of the actual content of the book. Last week I led a meditation, Am I the Body? And yeah, I thought it was funny too. You're really saying funny that I was just speaking of walking the dog as a metaphor. Yeah, I you know, it's nice. I like Awakening Together Radio. I like being able to, you know, when I need to walk Jamie and still listen. It's very, very nice. And I also, my car is tuned in to Awakening Together Radio. It knows where that, I don't know how it knows, but it knows it's on my phone. And when I get in my car, I don't have to do anything. The car starts playing it from my phone. So when I'm driving, I'm listening to Awakening Together Radio. And it you know, it's, things are just so smart nowadays, aren't they? I don't even have to do anything. I don't have to push any button or anything. The car just knows to play Awakening Together Radio. What I have to do is if Jasmine's with me and doesn't want to listen, I have to go to my phone and stop it and start something else. So I think that's funny. I think the car just plays whatever I was listening to last. And I think that, you know, I listen to Awakening Together Radio on my phone a lot. So it just plays whatever I was listening to last. I think that's what's happening. But anyway, as I was saying, last week I did a meditation, Am I the Body? And if you were here, you know that meditation didn't get recorded. I don't know why, it just didn't. But, you know, and I was going to let that go. I was like, oh, well. But then the next morning, Thursday morning, I woke up and there was just this feeling to do the meditation again and record it. So I did do the meditation again. Of course, it was slightly different the second time around. But I did the meditation again and I did post that. And you may be aware of that. But if you aren't, you can find that posted in two places. It's posted on reginadonacres.com under the Guiding Lights. And it's posted on awakening-together.org under audios and videos, meditation audios, devotional meditation. So two different places you can find that if you want to listen to it again. Jamie's snoring again, so you may hear her. In the back of that meditation, I could hear her, but maybe only because my ears are tuned into it. I notice Anna's asking, are all programs recorded? I'd love to listen to Nirmala's satsang again. Not all programs are recorded, but Nirmala is. So once that satsang is posted, you will be able to listen to that. And you'll find Nirmala under awakening-together.org, audios and videos. And then you'll see where it says Sanctuary Highlights. And you click on Sanctuary Highlights and you'll find Nirmala on that menu. So audios and videos, Sanctuary Highlights. Can you all hear her snoring? Or is it just me? When she sees me sat down here to teach, she immediately thinks, nap time. So let me begin today with a song. And then I'm going to continue reading from the spiritual teaching of Ramana Maharshi. And it's possible that we will actually do another meditation today, but we'll see what happens. So this song is by Coles Whalen, and it's called The Hand That Gives the Rose.
Faith shines in your eyes tonight. Your steps tonight. If
I think it's sweet. Very sweet song. So, as far as the spiritual teachings of Ramana Maharshi goes, this is my third week, and so far I've really only covered the first paragraph. So we're going through this book extremely slowly. And that's because we are attempting to experience the book rather than take it in intellectually. Oh, I see. Cheryl is asking who that is. That was Coles Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N, Coles Whalen. What we have covered so far was Ramana Maharshi teaching who am I, and then looking at the body and the characteristics of the body, such as the senses, to determine, am I that? And again, if you were here for the prior 2 weeks, you know we went through that inquiry ourselves, so that at least to some degree, we were able to see that what we are is something other than that. So the answer to the question, am I the body, would be, I am not. Am I the senses? I am not. Am I the air that I breathe, or the breathing itself? I am not. And we went through this ourselves. And so this means that we're ready for question number two. So here is question number two in the book. If I am none of these, then who am I? If I am none of these, then who am I? And Ramana Maharshi says, after negating all of the above mentioned as not this, not this, that awareness which alone remains, that I am. After negating all of the above mentioned as not this, not this, that awareness which alone remains, that I am. And then question number three, what is the nature of awareness? And the answer given by Ramana Maharshi, the nature of awareness is existence, consciousness, bliss. And that's all the further I'm going to go right now, because like I said, we aren't here to, at least I am not here to just intellectually read this stuff and accept it into the mind. I've decided that as I go through this book, I'm going to investigate for myself. I'm going to experience for myself. But I think that we can look at both of these questions in one meditation. So what I will do is go over the questions again, since they kind of set the objective. Oh, I see Cheryl is asking, Regina, can you describe bliss in your own experience? Well, before I tell you what I think bliss is, why don't we just go ahead and look that up in the dictionary? So I'm opening up the dictionary, typing in the word bliss. And it says, perfect happiness, great joy. And it also describes it as a state of spiritual blessedness. But it's perfect happiness is the first definition. That is bliss. Perfect happiness. And so what I would add to that is that bliss is happiness that isn't ever disturbed by anything. It's just happy all of the time. It's just, it's an ongoing present happiness. So what I'm going to do, as I mentioned, is I'm going to read question number two and question number three again, because they're kind of the objectives of the meditation that we're going to go into. And then I'm going to start the Tibetan bells and just go into meditation and look at this myself. And if you are available to meditate with me, please join me. If you're not available to meditate, you know, like you're working or something, but you can listen, you know, please listen, because some of the questions that get asked during the meditation may still result in an insight even while you're casually listening and working. And then while we meditate, Jamie will snore. She'll be our snoring choir. So these are the two questions, again, that we're going to go in and investigate during this meditation. If I am none of these, meaning all of those questions we looked at in the first 2 weeks, basically, am I the body? Am I the body senses? Am I the body processes? And we negated all of that. If I am none of these, then who am I? The answer, after negating all of the above mentioned as not this, not this, that awareness which alone remains, that I am. That awareness which alone remains after I negate everything else, that I am. Question number three, what is the nature of awareness? The answer, the nature of awareness is existence, consciousness, bliss. The nature of awareness is existence, consciousness, bliss. And we've defined bliss as happiness that cannot be disturbed. Right, present happiness. So, we'll just find out how this meditation goes, and I am going to begin the Tibetan bells. I'm also going to get a drink of water. And then I am getting all set in my chair in a way that is comfortable for me. And I like to have my hands touching. This is just a me thing. Or I like to be holding something like a rosary or a rock. Right now I'm just going to have my hands touching. I also like to have my spine straight, not for any any particular reason other than it keeps me alert during meditation. Sometimes my head looks straight ahead, but typically my head is tilted downwards towards the heart. And I'm closing my eyes. And we'll just take a few moments to kind of breathe our way into a quieter state while listening to these Tibetan bells. Just kind of letting the mind and the body know that we are entering into meditation now. So it's kind of a shift in the way that we be. If you have a life that is anything like mine, there are always ongoing projects. And so when the attempt comes to get quiet, the mind wants to go to the ongoing projects and think about them. And what I tell my mind is I just say, that can wait. You know, we'll get back to that later. and then I return my attention to the bells. So whatever helps to let go of any thinking that may appear as we go into a quieter state. And please go ahead and take those steps. And just let the mind settle down. Just like last week, we are going to now shift our attention to the sensations in the body. Still noticing the bells, of course. But just allow yourself to be aware of the different sensations in the body. You can scan the body if you want, from the head to the toe, or from the toe to the head. Or you can let awareness just kind of jump around, noticing different things. Whatever is most effortless for you. As you are noticing sensations, be careful not to label them or judge them as good or bad. It's just a noticing, kind of like taking inventory, only to be aware of what's there and for no other purpose. Notice that without any particular effort, you are aware of both the sensations in your body and the sound of the Tibetan bells. Notice how effortlessly awareness is aware. Notice how natural it is for awareness to be aware. Now let's tune in to the Tibetan bells again. Let your awareness focus there with the sounds that you hear. And notice how natural it is to be aware that you are aware of those sounds. The sounds are like a vibrational object, and you are aware of the object of sound. Notice right now the sound as one thing, and you, awareness, another thing. And then notice that although you can differentiate between the sound and you, notice at the same time you cannot separate the sound from awareness. Notice that the sound is within awareness. Notice you can differentiate, but you cannot separate. You cannot say that you are the sound, but you can say that the sound is a part of you or within you. Notice when the sound goes away, the awareness remains constant. You remain constant. The sound may grow louder or quieter, but awareness is unchanged. It's aware, simply aware, without any change within itself. Let's return our attention to the body, to the sensations in the body. Again, just let yourself become aware of sensations in the body in whatever way is natural and effortless for you. The longer we pay attention to the sensations in the body, typically the more sensations we become aware of. Thank you. some sensations may seem a little more constant. For example, feeling your seat against the chair. And some sensations may seem to come and go, like possibly a tingling in the head or heart. Notice in that way the sensations are just like the Tibetan bells. The bells get louder and quieter. The sensations can become stronger and grow weaker. You can tell when one bell ends and another bell begins because of the difference in tone. With the sensations, you can tell where one sensation ends and another sensation begins because there's a difference in how they feel. Maybe a difference in where they seem located. Just like you could differentiate between you and the sounds of the bells, notice you can differentiate between you and the sensations. Just like the bells are within awareness, the sensations are within awareness. Notice there's no real difference between the bells and the sensations. They're both objects that you're aware of. They're both moving, coming, and going. They really have the same qualities. And notice how naturally open awareness is. Notice how it effortlessly takes in both the sounds and the sensations. Notice how effortlessly allowing awareness is. It allows the bells to be the bells, to come and go, grow louder and quieter. It allows the sensations to be the sensations, to come and go, to grow stronger and weaker. Thank you. Notice again how the bells and the sensations are an object that you are looking at. Notice that you are the one looking. You are the looker, the watcher, the awareness itself. Turn your attention to the awareness now. Because of awareness's natural, open, allowing nature, the Tibetan bells will continue to be in awareness. The sensations will continue to be in awareness. There may be thoughts that come and go within awareness. But we're placing our attention with the awareness itself. Not with the objects that are moving within awareness. When you look at awareness itself, can you honestly say, I am not that? Or is awareness too intimately what you are for you to make that statement? If you need something to compare it to, start with the Tibetan bells. Notice how you can honestly say, I am not that. I am the one looking or listening to that. Then move to a sensation in the body. Notice it's the same. You are aware of the sensation, but you can honestly say, I am not that. I am the one that is aware of that sensation. And then look at awareness. Is it possible to honestly say, I am not that? Or is awareness too intimately what you are to make that kind of a statement? If the mind begins to chatter a little bit, look at the mind in the same way. Notice that although the mind does seem somewhat intimate, possibly even much more intimate than the sensations in the body, notice that as awareness, you are looking at the thoughts. Check and see. Aren't you able to look at the thoughts? If you get very, very subtle in your differentiation, can't you differentiate between you and thought? Although thoughts may feel more intimately you than even bodily sensations, isn't awareness more intimately you than thought? Just as the bells can grow louder and weaker, come and go, the sensations can grow stronger or weaker, come and go. Can't thoughts get louder, quieter, come and go? Aren't you that constant, consistent awareness, with bells, sensations, and thoughts contained within you? Just as there can be space between the bells where there's a moment of silence and you are aware of the silence, can't there be space between the thoughts with the moment of silence and you are the one aware of the silence? Isn't it true that you can see you are not the thoughts, but you cannot see that you are not awareness? Isn't it true that the thoughts may come and go? But the awareness is constant. It does not come and go. Isn't awareness the evidence of your presence? Don't you know that you exist because you are aware? Can you separate yourself from awareness or from existence? Or is awareness, existence, what you are? Can awareness come and go like bells or sensations or thoughts? Or is awareness constant? Does existence come and go, like bells, sensations, or thoughts? Or is this existence also constant? Constant and inseparable from awareness. Do you come and go, like the bells, sensations, and thoughts? Or are you constant, inseparable from awareness and existence? Can you differentiate you from awareness and existence? Or are they inseparably one? Inseparably one. We're going to look very, very subtly now, which means we're not going to confuse ourselves with thought. And this requires subtle looking because thought, again, is more intimately associated with what we are than even bodily sensations. But as you may have seen during this inquiry, thoughts come and go. You can differentiate yourself from thought, but you cannot differentiate yourself from awareness existence. So when I say look at yourself, look at that which you cannot differentiate yourself from. Look at yourself, awareness, existence as one. Place your attention with that. Be aware that you are awareness. Aware that you are existence. Not thought. Place your attention with awareness, existence. Not thought. Awareness, existence. Can you find any unhappiness there? Or is there only a constant state of happiness? if you keep your attention focused with awareness, existence, self, you may find yourself becoming increasingly aware of bliss. Just as when you paid attention to the sensations in the body, you became aware of more and more sensation. If you pay attention to awareness, existence, self, you may become more and more aware of bliss. Not thought. Awareness, existence, self. The subtle self. Keep attention there. What do you see there? Does unhappiness have any place there at all? Or is it just joy? Just bliss. Just happiness. Avoid evaluating. Just look and be present with it. Aware of awareness. Aware of existence. Aware of self. Ignoring thought. Thought may be there, just as the bells are there, just as sensations in the body are there. But our attention is with the subtle self. You can keep your eyes closed if you like. I'm going to read the questions and answers again. If I am none of these, if I am not my hearing or what I hear, if I am not the sensations in my body, if I am not the thoughts in my mind, then what am I? After negating all of the above mentioned as not this, not this, that awareness which alone remains, that I am. That I am. I cannot separate myself from that. That I am. What is the nature of awareness? Of myself? The nature of awareness is existence, consciousness, bliss. Existence, awareness, self are one. Not three. Consciousness and awareness are synonymous. We could say that awareness is conscious, or we could say that consciousness is aware. And bliss is the causeless happiness that is found as we look deeply at existence, consciousness, self. And the more we look, the more we become aware of bliss. That concludes our looking for today. So I will release the mic. Thank you, and you may open your eyes.